Women draw the line. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The number of sponsors fleeing Rush Limbaugh for calling a Georgetown student a slut is now up to 7. Women seem to have drawn a line. Attacks on birth control, these personhood amendments for fertilized eggs, they sense an attempt to return to the 50s. And thus it was that last week in the Wilmington City Council, the clerk found herself reading the text of a resolution insisting that our laws must protect all microscopic, incipient human life.
And should potentially include laws in defense of personhood, forbidding every man from destroying his semen.
It passed 8-4. In Oklahoma, Senator Constance Johnson did the same.
I introduced the Every Sperm is Sacred Amendment.
In Ohio, State Senator Nina Turner introduced legislation to protect men from the dangers of impotence drugs. You know the ones.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Her bill would require men, before they take such a pill, to get counseling to make sure their symptoms are not psychological and that it's a true medical necessity. And then there was Virginia State Senator David Albo, who voted for those intrusive ultrasounds and who was in bed with his wife channel surfing, about to get lucky, when his wife paused on a news report about his bill.
And the show's over, and she looks at me and she goes, I gotta go to bed.
See, a lot of politicians are basing their politics on a Reagan-style nostalgia for the 1950s, but I can't think of a single woman of reproductive age who'd actually want to go back there. Plus, if we men push this idea, losing a few sponsors will be the least of our troubles. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.